It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome. Doc Smo here from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for joining me today. I developed PEDcast to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics, ranging from the crib to the country club. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions I have developed over a generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I am not providing medical judgments or advice. Let's talk kids with today's topic. Time flies by quickly. This is Doc Smo. Before you know it, you turn around, your kids are going to be completely grown. So you need to cherish the time you have with them and make the most of it. Now, my beautiful wife, Wendy, we just had our 34th wedding anniversary, and we were sitting around talking about what we did well as parents. And that's really an interesting question. And we came up with some stuff that you're probably going to be pretty surprised by. So I'm going to dedicate this podcast, this PEDcast, to my beautiful wife, Wendy, of 34 years. And we're going to talk about some things that we did that we're proud of with our kids and that we hopefully share with you and that maybe you could incorporate into your parenting experience. I am really proud of both of my kids. They are fine people. They're empathetic and intelligent and very talented, and I'm really proud to call them my own children. It's interesting when you start to sit back in hindsight and think about, well, what did you do well with them? And my wife and I came up with some things that you're probably going to be sort of surprised about. One of them was we were proud that we had a sit-down family dinner every night. We were very strict about this. The TV was not on. It was dinner conversation. Sometimes it was a good conversation. Most of the time it was just nothing. But we insisted that the family get together and eat together and participate in food preparation and cleanup. Another thing that my wife was particularly good at was providing whole foods, very nutritious foods, especially salad at every supper. Our kids knew that there was going to be salad on the dinner plate, and they just finally got to the point where they knew they had to eat it. And they currently are very sophisticated eaters. They have very sophisticated palates as adults. So I think we did a really good job of exposing them to good food, especially whole foods. And finally, I think that we did a good job with involving them in food production, i.e. a garden in the backyard every summer. Wasn't a great garden, but we grew stuff and we ate it, as well as food preparation. And they both love to cook now. So these are things that, in hindsight, I think we did well.
But Doc Smo, you're losing it, man. This is crazy. You're proud of eating dinner together?
Well, yeah, we are. And let me tell you why. There are two big reasons why you want your family sitting down together to eat. The first is you have control of food. And we're going to talk a lot about whole food and how to present good food to your family. The other is that you get to present your influence on your kids, and you get to hear what they're thinking, and there gets to be a good interchange. So those are the two big reasons. So first, let's talk about diet. Now, we know diet has a lot to do with health. Just look around America. That is so obvious. You know, if you eat lots of fast food, the chances are you're not going to be a healthy person. We also know that a diet rich in whole foods lowers your chances of lots of diseases, particularly what we call degenerative diseases, things such as cancers, diabetes, and vascular diseases like stroke and heart attacks. Now, we can't pick our genes and we can't change our genes, but we can enhance the way our genes work and have good metabolism and bodily function with good nutrition. Want to introduce you to a study called the Nurses' Health Study, which is really an important source of a lot of good information, and you might want to actually go to it and read about it. You can find it on the web, and I'm going to put a link on my blog. But anyway, the Nurses' Health Study started back in the 70s to collect data on nurses to see if birth control pills had any adverse health effects. But they widened the study, and now we're on Nurses' Health Study 3, and all sorts of information has been collected on a very large number of people, hundreds of thousands of people. And so it's an epidemiologic study that looks at lots of health factors to see what correlates with good health. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that they found is what you'd expect that they found. Tobacco, for instance, is harmful to your health. We know that. Common sense tells you that. Also, alcohol in large amounts, more than 2 drinks a day, is harmful to your health. Being obese, having a body mass index greater than 30, clearly harmful. Now, they've looked at vitamins in this study, and vitamins don't seem to help your health, and they don't seem to hurt your health. There may be some specific conditions where vitamins are helpful, but overall, in a large group of people, the way I read the study, it's not a big factor in terms of health. Exercise, clearly a good thing. Definitely improves bone density and as well as overall cardiovascular health. Eating healthy fats, plant-based and fish-based fats, seems to correlate with a lower chance of cardiovascular disease. And here's the big one. Here's the take-home message. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, nuts, and berries, probably the foods that we were meant to eat, do seem to lessen your chance of all sorts of disease processes. Now, Grandma knew all this. How she knew it, I have no idea. She didn't have an NIH grant. She never did a cohort study, and she knew nothing about statistics. But the lady was a genius. She figured all of this out 150 years ago. And not only did she figure it out, she bothered to pass it to her daughters and their daughters, and on it goes. The lady was a busy lady. She probably had 10 kids, but she knew that this was really important stuff for her children's health, and she bothered to make sure that they knew all about it. So, at the dinner table, back to the dinner table, we're providing good, nutritious, whole food. And that's one of the things that my wife and I were talking about that we did a really good job of. The other thing that happens at the dinner table is that conversation happens. And you get to hear what your kids are thinking about. And they get to hear what you're thinking about. And you get to discuss things. And they learn how to think. And they learn different points of view. And they're not going to get that from the television. They're going to get that from you guys. So don't give that up. Don't let the pop culture have more influence on your kids than you do. So how can we put all this information together to help your family? Well, here it is. Today, not tomorrow, but today, I want you to teach your older children, 5 or above, the difference between whole food and processed food. Most kids get this concept really easily. I want you to try to provide as much whole food as possible. Yeah, it's more expensive and it's a little more difficult, but it's way cheaper than buying diabetes medicine and it's way better for their health. I want you to try to set a good example for your kids by living a healthy life. I want you to drink more water and less sugary drinks. I want you to try to eat fruit, nuts, berries, and melons for snacks. And I want you to eat salad and raw vegetables at least once a day and make sure you provide this for your kids like my wife Wendy did for our kids. If you can't provide these foods regularly, go buy them. There are places to buy prepared food that's really good. Try to get fish twice weekly. The oils in fish, especially cold water fish, are really good for you. And if possible, start a little garden. Get your kids involved in that, in food production. And for goodness sakes, turn off the TV during dinner. You've got way more important things to tell your children than they can learn from SpongeBob. Thank you for joining me today. Feel free to leave comments on the blog. If I find a particularly insightful comment, I will post it. And also, please subscribe if you're interested, and you'll be notified when new content is put on, which I try to do weekly. This is Dr. Paul Smolin from beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, Studio 1E, hoping you and your family assail that kale and stay lean eating those beans. Till next time. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this podcast: David Golden Voice Jaffe for his intro voiceover, Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance, Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff, Ann Gessner, my extremely knowledgeable editing associate, Sarah the Wizard Smolin for her digital editing and photography, and Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys. I want to thank the following people for their contributions to this podcast: Seth Jaffe for his creative editing, Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography, Wendy Smolin for her legal counsel, Ann Gessner for her content editing, and Ben Smolin, Jerome Moof, and Robert Beezer for producing this phenomenally beautiful music that you're listening to. Thanks, guys.